Begin the grind up. Masech the Shabbos of Kuf Mem Tes. Begin on Amud Aleph. Begin on Tes the Masech that begins towards the Gemara. But Leman Dama Shem Yimcha. According to Madama, that you might come to race. Leicha Shem Yikar. You should be concerned that you might come to read, which this Tes actually belongs after the Masech B'Shtari, which we learned in the Mishnah that a person could count his guess, but he can't count from writing. So we had two different interpretations of the Gemara, either because if we let you read from this list, you might come to read from Shtar HaGyoit. This or because you might come to erase it. The Gemara says, what's the difference between the two interpretations? If you're reading for something that's written on the high wall, regarding erasing, it's too high. But if you could read from this, you might come to read from Shtar HaGyoit, which the Gemara says, according to one who's concerned for erasing, even though here there's no erasing, but he should be concerned for Shtar HaGyoit. So even on the high wall should be forbidden, even according to him. Which Tais explains, well, the Masa Gedaita, the Gemara has not yet entertained to say that they wouldn't have a gezerah of writing on the wall because of Shtar HaGyoit. That good of Shtar HaLemichot, the Gemara ultimately says that a wall does not get confused with a document. And if we let you read from a wall, it doesn't necessarily get meet from a document. The Gemara has not yet entertained that and assumes one would. And the Gemara is asking, according to everyone, you should have that concern for Shem Yikare of Shtar HaGyoit, even according to Mandam Shem Yimchik, even though it's a wall. Kinex says the matter begins with the Gemara of Shtar HaGyoit with documents of a commoner. Tais explained, what is this? That the Gemara is saying that we don't let you read from the list according to Abaye because of Shtar HaGyoit, according to Rashi explains. Shalmekech HaMemchem means regarding documents of deeds and of business. And that's what's forbidden because of Memtzei Chavetzchem. But Ule'el Perko Kisvei, Pirish, but previously in the Kovet Zayin Bez, Rashi explained that Shtar HaGyoit were Igris HaShluchas Lemtzei Chavetz. Letters that were sent to find something, which to see how someone's doing and things like that, where even stuff like that would be included in Shtar HaGyoit that are forbidden to be read on Shabbos. Next is the Matzah, beginning with the Gemara Elikim, and I read the difference between them is the Chsiv HaKoisel Umitatoi, rather it's written on the wall, but low down. Which, again, we're trying to find the difference between these two opinions. What's the ramification? It can't be high, because that should be forbidden, even though you can't really reach, like Rabbah. So the Gemara says, that's low down. According to one that says, you might erase. According to one that's because of Shem Yikare, you don't have the because a wall is not confused with a document. That is, Taisis, low down, this is, I don't know, my no komitatoi. Why does it have to say that it's lower down? Since at this point, the Gemara, everyone assumes everyone holds of Rabba, that there's no difference if it's lower, it's high. So according to one hold Shem Yimchik, it should be forbidden, even if it's higher. And Tosfos doesn't answer that. Why do we have to say that it's on the wall and lower down? Because the one of Shem Yikra, either way, is not a problem, because good b'shtar le'mechlev, and the one who racing would be a problem even higher up. If you think that it was written, so what's the difference between here and there? Where the Gemara was attempting to say that regarding the we had learned the Braisa, a person could count how many guests he has. Just it has to be from, it can't be from a writing on the document. We said that it could be on a wall, but not on the tablet. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If it's written, so that even on the wall is the same as the tablet. So what's the difference between the wall or the tablet? Which Pirish Tais Yisrael, what the Gemara is attempting to say is, meaning Tavayu, Hei Yosef, Shamemchu, both, even according to the wall, should be forbidden, because you might come to race, and therefore why would the wall be permitted in contrast to the tablet? Ketunek says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Lo'ilim, the Chazva, Kaisel, Midli. Truth is, it's written on the wall, and it's high up. Kashach, Rabbah, this you have a difficulty. Rabbah says that's the same high or low. No, the Rabbah Tanoihi, Rabbah is a Machlikis Tanoihi. Which Tosfos explains, Machlikis are maybe an Abaya, which were these two interpretations according to the Maskana of the Gemara. Because we said that they had one said the problem about reading from the list is Shem Yikare B'Shtar HaGyoit. This other one says because you might come to race. The Gemara is going through and saying what's the case that's a difference. And as our Tosfos Maskana quotes, they're saying there's a high wall, it's on the wall, but higher. So Taiz means that Lepirish HaKoncha is according to Rashi's interpretation that he says that this enter the Gemara, that it's written on the wall, on high up, it's going in the Braisa, and that is because it's high up, so we're not concerned that you might come to erase it. But according to the one who holds it, you might come to, and according to the one you also might read, it also you're not concerned, because like we said, the Gemara good Shtar LeMichlev, so what's the Gemara saying? So what you have to say is, the Hashta, the Mukila, the Chsiv HaKoyis LeMidli, that now that it was written on the wall, high up, so what's the Machlekes? According to the one that says that the generic problem about reading from the list is because it might come to raise that ikka de isla de rabba. that you could say that there's a problem because he holds of Rabbah. That he says the problem of, let's say, putting out a light is even when you can't even reach it when it's 10 stories high. Here also, that we can make this gezeirah of reading from the list, even though it's too high to even erase, but still, since he holds like Rabbah, it'd be a problem even very high up. But according to the one that says the problem is because he might come to read. So, and we said there's no problem about a wall because you don't confuse a wall with a document. That Leslie the Rabbah, that he does not hold of Rabbah, and if we don't have the problem at all, even though you don't have that problem, like we said, of Shem Yikari, because you don't have of Shem Yimcha, because it's too high for that. That's what the Gemara was explaining is a machlekes. Now, Mahashim by Lala Meima, now the Gemara one that wants to say that actually the Rabbah Pligi Tanoi, that this machlekes between the Zemaram is also machlekes Tanoim that the Gemara brings between the Tanakam and Rebbe Acha, if you allow to read from the writing on the wall. Like we explained, the machlekes Zemaram is in that. So the Gemara wants to say it's a machlekes Tanoi in this halacha of Rabbah. And the first Brisa, which said that we said that a person could count how many guests, it has to be from a writing on the wall, not on the tablet. So this that you're allowed to read from the writing on the wall, mituk mishaper, so that makes sense. The chsiv michtav akais lamidli. It's talking about where it was written on the wall and high up. Since it's high up, so there's no concern you might come to erase it. And regarding reading story hadjitzis, that's also not a problem, because the kul amiroi, all the amiroim agree, the good mishtar lamichlav, you don't confuse a wall with a document. That's how the interpretation is according to Rashi. And that's the place of a kashal appears, but there's a difficulty with this interpretation. The hashta lehava plug time, because what comes out now is that actually the machlekes of the Amiram is not kedavim mukmis lamikara, is not as we had originally established. We had said, when we had originally brought this interpretation, we said that the machlekes is written on the wall, very high up. We had said, according to the one that says the problem is because he might come to raise, so it's no concern because it's too high. According to the one that says he might come to read it, then we are concerned the problem because you might come to read it. Now, whereas now, we're actually saying the opposite. We're saying, according to the one that holds, you might come to raise, it is a problem, because like Rabbah, because even though you can't reach, still, even though 10 stories high is the same thing. According to the one that says that you might come to read, we're not concerned because good v'shtori lo'ichlev, and this is exactly the opposite as originally proposed. So Tais says, wherever Pyrus appears, she explains, the Baya v'Rabibi, actually, when the Gemara says that the Kashlach, the Rabbah, and the Rabbah Tanoi, is not to say that the Machlekes Amarum is just like the Machlekes Tanoim is in Rabbah. No. When we're saying, what's with Rabbah, that's not difficult. They don't have to be like Rabbah, because the Machlekes Tanoim, and actually, Tavdayu, Leslu, the Rabbah, actually, both of them don't know like Rabbah. They don't make this gezer to make it usher, even though you can't erase it, even though it's so high up. Because the pligi b'ksava k'es lamidli, what's their machlekes between Abaye and Rabibi? It's when it's written on the wall and high up. So what's their machlekes if they both don't hold like him? The man da mishamim chukli chashin. According to one that says you may come to raise, we're not concerned. Why? Came in the middle. It's so high up, but less than the rabbi. He doesn't hold like rabbi. Well, the shem yikrid namel lechayish. And what's with it? You might come to read. No concern with that either, because k'sava good b'shtar lemichlebi. He says you don't confuse a wall with a document. Now, according to one says the problem is you might come to read from Mishtar Hadyotis. He is concerned because the Ksava Gud of Mishtar Mechlev, he actually holds that no, you would confuse a wall with a document. Now, the Abaya that he holds, that the reason why it's forbidden because you might come to read from Mishtar Hadyotis, and he's saying, therefore, it's forbidden to read from a wall even high up. He would not explain the Machlekes Rebach and Rabbanan if you allow to read from writing on the wall, like Rabbah. Meaning in the Salach of Rabbah. Because if that would be the case, Rabbah, Kochach Lesley, the Abaya, Rabbah, the Shor does not hold like Abaya. Why? Because the Shor B'Kaisel, he permits to read from a wall. Amuk Sabagud B'Shtar L'Michla. Obviously, he holds that you don't confuse a wall with a document, which we just established that Abaya holds that you're not allowed to read from a wall because it would be confused with a document, the way Tais explained. So Bim can command severely. So then Abaya wouldn't be like any Tana. Why? Because not only is he not like Rabbacha, that's still the Rabban Lepligale Rabbacha, because even Rabban who disagreed with Rabbacha, that's El Mishem de Islo de Rabbah, because they hold of Rabbah, because Gazrin the Shemim Chaka, we make Xeri, then you might come to erase it, even though it's in the wall on Ayah, but Abai doesn't hold like Rabbah. Elham Mahash Abai, rather, Tais explains that Abai would explain the Kula Amalasa Rabbah, not like we're saying the Gemara that Rabbah's Tanoi. He would actually say that everyone's not like Rabbah, but Loichashin the Shemim Chaka, we're not concerned for, you might come to erase when it's high up. because you can't, it's too high. And to the contrary, b'gud v'shtar michle pligi. And what is the machlekes? If you confuse a wall with a document, k'drabanan, you do, and therefore it's forbidden to read when it's even though it's high up. K'drabacha, we don't confuse, and therefore it's permitted, and the bay would be like rabbanan. Now the Tesis explains. He says, "V'hadu kama shemam in the Rabbi Tanoi." So what do you do with the Gemara that says, so we see that Rabbi is a machlik is Tanoim. Have a mutzlam ema. The Gemara could have said, "Vaday the kulam alessel Rabbi." What do you mean? The Gemara could have said, "Everyone's not like Rabbi," and the machlik is kamefarish labaya. That's if you confuse a wall with a document. So that's the Tesis. Ella, you're right, but since the lemutzil lemuchacha behedi, but since it's not obvious that most definitely. That they both don't hold like Rava. Therefore, the Gemara says it's a machlokes tanoim, and meaning essentially what it's trying to say is, but like true, the Rabbi can't ask on Rava, because Rava could say nalik abaya that the tanoim disagree with him, meaning in his opinion, and he holds like the one who says forbidden. But abaya doesn't have to hold like that; he could hold the whole not like him, and their disagreement is regarding good v'shtar, but it's machlokes for not. Not that he continue another difficulty. Says b'holi motzel meimam, you cannot say. The pligi b'chayik mechik. Wait a second. Maybe the disagreement is regarding when it's engraved. That's a machlokes rabacha rabban. Upugod v'shtar mechle pligi. And what's the machlokes? It's regarding if you confuse a wall with a document. According to rabban, it's asid because of shtar ejeches, because you mix up a wall with a document. According to rabacha, it's permitted because you don't. Avakulam islu d'rabba. Maybe actually even holds a grabba. That actually it's forbidden even if you cannot reach and erase it. It's just we're talking about here regarding engraving where you can't erase at all. That's a taste no. From the Svar, who logic would say that they're not disagreeing when it's engraved in the wall. Because Kim the Chayiv, the Isa Nami Bukaislam, because since it's engraved and it's also in a wall, Shita the Bahala have Amrabana the good Bishar Mechlev. It's obvious in such a case you would not confuse a wall with a document. Because it's not similar to a star at all. Because a star is with ink on paper. Here it's engraved on the wall. Taisa says that according to Abai, that he says that even the writing on the wall is forbidden. So, Akhlukma, you have to explain the hash, the Bryce, the Bryce that was mentioned previously had said that a person could count how many guests are on the inside and the outside. We would say it's only permitted from the writing on the wall. And we didn't say Machlik is Tanoyim, the Chayik Mechik, that it's engraved, and where there's no concern for maybe it's erasing because it's engraved. And regarding that you might come to read, we're not concerned. Lamanda Sava, Gudibishtar Mechlev, according to one that holds that a wall with a document would be confused because since the writing's on the wall, and it's also engraved. Here, we said that they would agree that you would not confuse a wall with a document. Now, Taisa says, "B'koshik tassel perisim." Now, there's a small difficulty with this. The Gemara should have said, "The kulam aless lohu d'rabba," that everyone disagrees with Rabba, and we're not going to that you might come to read from the wall very high up. Their machlekes is in. If a wall is confused with a document. So, Taisa Bro from Rashi that explains, according to the Gemara's conclusion, Machlokes Rabbi ben Baya, it explained how halacha the Mishnah is when you write on the wall high up, according to Rabbi, that the reason because it might come to erase, it's forbidden, because you hold like Rabba. We don't differentiate in the Gezer, it's going to be also even the very hard, even though you can't erase. But Roshem Yikra is not a concern, because you're right, good to be Shtar Lemichlev. According to Baya, that the reason is because you might come to reach Shtar Yaitis, is permitted, because you don't confuse a good bishtar. And regarding a race, you're not concerned because it's very high up. He does not hold like Rabba. Rashi explained, no, everyone holds not like Rabba. And the not geyser that you make up the race on the high wall. And the machlekes is not bibi. It's permitted because good bishtar is like mechlev. When the bayit's also because good bishtar is mechlev. And therefore, it would still apply the gezeira. Hashem yikar bishtari hediyetis. Kinnik says, and that begins with the Gemara, but yikuni atzma. And the image itself, Abachalasa, is forbidden even during the weekday. So let's explain what's the case talking about. They were saying, he's talking about the caption beneath that. That's a prohibition on Shabbos because of Shtar Yoytis. But the image itself was said you shouldn't even gaze that even during the weekday because of Tipna Elolilam. So Taisa explains, Nira would seem to be Shabbos Hashem Avodah Zarah Gilulam. We're talking about where the image itself was made into an Avodah Zarah. But you still just have a picture that was made that would be permitted to look at. Like it sounds like from the Amora that was called the son of the holy ones, that the why was he called that? Because the Leib Mastakli Bitzuras and the Zuzi never looked at the image that was on the coin, as the Gemara says. Nobody should have known the Menalos. Now Machlal Dachrin have Mastakli. Then from somebody says that everyone else would look at it, and that's why only he who didn't, he was called Benan Chagadishim. But therefore, it wouldn't make sense. It says that Yukni Atma that's forbidden during the weekday is a regular image, meaning that which was designated as Avodah Zarah. Kenex says Master begins with the Gemara, but Nechabur Hamikpin Zalzeh. those people from the group that are particular on the other, even Mishum Mishkal, Mishum Midum, Mishum Minyan, they violate because of weighing and of measuring and of counting. Chesed explains the reason why B'nai Chabur violate these things. Gemara had said, oh, in contrast, B'nai Chabur, they're makbir one the other, then you can't do this, then because they're makbir and all these, they're going to violate all these different Nisurim, and according to Hill, even because of Rib. So Pirush, Chesed explains. The Fish might be in Zazeh, because since these people from this group, they're very particular one on the other, they don't want someone to get a little bit more than what they're getting. So even Mafila Masha in Shabbani Admaivim. So this particular chevra, this group, that's what the Gemara is saying. They're going to violate even what other regular people would not violate, as places goes through each one individually. The Shemid, because of measuring, like the Gemara says, Beidar Chofes Menal. Yachal Adam Leibel Chaveri, Malinli Kaliza. A person could tell his friend, fill up for me this cup. But not by measurement. Pierce, what does that mean to say? Klisha Maidim by Asa. If you take a measuring cup, that would be forbidden. Because the Dhamma, remember, that looks like selling something in business because you're doing it by measurement. Now, Behem, Kimin Shehem, like Bidman, these people, since they're particular one with the other, Kol Kalim Hablagabai Mida, every single cup is a measuring cup for them. Fisham, like Bidman, Lazer, Shiur, Lasham Lam Kli, because they're the particular. Say, wait a second, let me see his cup. How much exactly? And therefore, for them, every single cup is going to be this Issa of Mishra Mida. So regarding weighing, that they weigh and they're exacting one with the other by the hand, looking at it, and Rambam ben Gemara says you're not supposed to look at a scale at all in Yomtiv, and here everything that they're doing is like almost scaling it. And what's this regarding numbers? Because I'm Gemara says let's like a person could go to a storekeeper that is used to. I'm going to tell him before he could say, give me this. But actually ask him, as long as it doesn't say the amount of that he's purchasing. Let's say he gave him 100 nuts for a dinner. The local Karachish murder took 90 of them. So in Yom Tov, he can now tell him, give me 20 nuts. I'll owe you 10 nuts. That looks like he's doing it that to pay up that dinner, to make a calculation to say, okay, 10 of them is going to be for which I already had paid, and the 10 is going to be on credit. That's forbidden. You could just say, give me 20 nuts, and that's it. Now, but regarding this chaver, this group, that they're particularly, that's forbidden. Why? Because they're going to come to a prohibition, because they're going to mention to complete that he owes, and he's going to mention the number. Okay, according to the Bin of Bissil, but do you even have a problem about ribis? Why? Because when they're giving back one with the other what they had borrowed, he might be the Masha Shabbos Yosef, they're particular what was worth more. And therefore, it's not really gifting, he's not really forgiving. And therefore, it's ribis and it's going to be forbidden. But regular people, not till Nakbid. So that doesn't come out to be ribis because they're not bothered by that. It's not something that is a loan of interest. Now, but since it's a kasha, it's difficult as we continue to base. Lepirje, according to this interpretation, because if Hill really, as we're saying, is only talking about when they're particular one or the other, because that's how we're explaining with the schav. But when they're not particular, it would be permitted because then you're not giving it in the status of ribbis, so other people would be permitted. Imkina might come elsa. Then Tais has a difficulty. What is the Gemara saying previously? When the Gemara is saying Limasin like Hill, let's say our Mishnah is not like Hill, because we're saying on Shabbos you can't do that. But during the week you would be able to, and according to Hill, it would be a problem even during the week because of ribbis. What do you mean? But Hill be like Bidnari, the way we're saying no, Hill only says it's Alacha when they're particular. So therefore the previous Mishnah could be like him because it's talking about where they're not Makbid. How do we know that? Because the Reish is being Makbid Nairi, because the Reish is talking about when they're not particular one with the other, because in Kani, what do you learn in the Mishnah? Shail, a person could borrow jugs of wine and oil as long as they don't say Halveni. Because then we're concerned of Shemin Yechta. Now, the Ilu Makbid and Asrina Shail, but for people that are particular, it's forbidden for them to even go ahead and borrow the Fibonacci Parashta, because what we had previously explained, that the people of the Chabura, that they violate because of borrowing and paying back when they're particular, since particular, they would say they're violating even when they do it in the terminology of borrowing. So if when the Mishnah permits you to do She'ela, obviously then they're not Makbid, because if they're Makbid, you can't even borrow. So what's the Gemara's question saying the Mishnah is not like Hill, but Hill is tomorrow when they're Makbid? So the Tosfos gives a different interpretation. It seems to explain, even Mishnah Midah, Mishnah Mishkal, what does it mean to say that they violate because of measuring and because of weight? What it means to say is, they're very close to violating. Not like we previously explained that, yeah, the way we had defined it, that they actually are violating. No, it's just very close to coming to violate because of measuring. Why? Because since the particular one on the other, they're so used to measuring one with the other, they're also going to come to do that. So to any person, it's forbidden when they use a measuring tool, the Gemara says, of Chotes and Beis. Now, but those are particular nations who ate such Shleish Tatzvu. The Halacha is saying, it's giving them a good idea, good counseling, not to come in a partnership. They're very close to violating this Isser of measuring. Same thing regarding the prohibition about weighing. Because since they're so used to weighing, because they're very particular, they're not going to realize until before they know it. They already went and they weighed. So too regarding numbers, one's going to borrow from his friend 60 nuts. He's going to tell him, you know what? You already gave me 60. Give me another 40 to make it an even number 100. Commercial given losses like they usually do. And that's a problem because they're measuring numbers. Regarding borrowing, paying back on Yom, like we had said previously, the Gemara said that in the terminology of borrowing of halva, it's forbidden. Now, since they're so particular one with the other, yes, kiru lashon halva, they're going to say the terminology of halva, not with sheila, because the one who's going to say that because the borrower is going to say in masculine lashon sheila, I'm going to say in the terminology of sheila, mashma lahadrabeina, that terminology sounds like I'm going to give it back as it is. I'm going to say the terminology of halva, which so that he doesn't expect that. But again, because they're so particular regarding everything that they say, then they're going to come to violate saying the issa and the terminology of halva. And the Gemara said finally, could there be hill after Misham Rivas? And like the pin of hill, there's also a problem about Rivas. They should love it because when they borrow one from the other, kvar boy in the day Rivas, they're right away going to come to the problem about Rivas. Why? If he's for Amish Shazem Sham Yes, because what's going to happen is that this guy is going to pay back more. Why? Although he really is particular, he doesn't want to pay back more than what he borrowed. But he's embarrassed not to pay back exactly like the type of loaf or whatever it is that he borrowed, even though he knows the price went up. But this guy benefited me. And then they're so nitty gritty. They're nitpicking these people. They're so particular, everything. Now, so he's going to give it back as the same loaf, but even though it went up a price. Now, but that's a place of a keeping chain of Michael. But since he's really not forgiving it, he's not gifting it, because he really doesn't want to give it, have a ribbis. That's really giving on interest. But other people, machli, will have a ribbis. They're meichel, and there wouldn't be considered ribbis. And he would just be giving him like a gift, even if it would be the same, even though the same loaf that went up a price. Now, says Taisis, v'hashto masnin arba makpid. Now, the way we're explaining it, the Mishnah is talking about when they're particular. Why? Because the stam shchein shein chaverim, because regular neighbors that are not friends, makpidim, they are particular, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, when we come up with sheila muti, but still in the form of borrowing sheila not halva, it is permitted. Now, umasha davar kana makpidim, and this that we're explaining over here, they were talking about the chever that are makpid, which sounds like that specifically the benet for these type of people is forbidden. What do you mean? Other people are saying they're also makpid is forbidden, and that's what says lamina legabe chabur. That we only said regarding a chevra. That shirigilim lishal zemezet tada, that they always borrow one from the other, they're the part of a group. But also the isser, and they're going to come, as Tyson explained, to the isser of, let's say, the loan on Rivis and Shabbos regarding all those other prohibitions. So therefore, we're talking about the B'nai Chabura, where it's more common to have the isser. But neighbors are not so frequent to borrow one from the other. Then actually, mutarm, it's going to be forbidden. Why? Because vein legzavam shem yivil deil iser. We don't. It's not really room enough to make it clear that they might come to iser, because it's not such a common thing. And therefore the Gemara doesn't answer kiyama when the Gemara says masnim like hill. The mission is not like hill, which we had previously asked, and says, wait a second. The masnim arik shem makpidin. What does that do? Hill is when makpidin. The mission told me it's not makpidin. And as it says, number comes from the stem of the masnim arik makpidin. To the contrary, our anonymous mission is actually talking about by regular neighbors, which are makbid. Kibrish is like we explained, because regular neighbors are makbid. Me, P. Rabbi, this is from my teacher. Please explain that this is Shmuel said that B'nei Chabura, the Oivim, Shem Mishko, Mida, Min, and the Lav, and the Pyre, and the Yamtiv, and the Koin, the Hell, even Koin, Ribbis. Place originally says and this is all prohibited because they're particular, since they're particular. So then it's like as if they're measuring, as if the regular cups are like measuring cups. And so too, when they give, it's like with ribbis, because they're particular. If it is more than what the ribbis was worth, then Tais asked that if Hill is talking about where they're makpidin, and the Mishnah is Be'im like Beidin. So why don't we just answer very simply that the Mishnah is like Hillel, because Hillel is Tumah B'Makbidin, Mishnah Tumah is not like Beidin. So let us explain that the whole Isra of the B'nei Chabur that's Asr is that is because B'nei Chaburam is just giving good counsel, that they shouldn't come together. Because for them, it's something that's very much close to becoming to the Isra. And we're concerned that what they do during the weekday might come to do it on Shabbos. And according to Hillel, also, that also on the weekday, we have to be concerned they might come to Ribbis, because since in particular, if he's going to come to give him back more, it's going to be Ribbis, and because he really doesn't want to gift it, and therefore it would be forbidden, and that's why we're saying that it would be a problem. And yes, the Mishnah is also talking about Makpidin, and therefore he didn't give that answer for the Mishnah, because it's just that the difference by Shechinim that we weren't Geizah by Sha'ela is because it's not so close to coming to Isaac, it's not such a frequent thing. These Chavra, they're always together, and the Makpidim, yeah, it's just like Shechinim, but by them we were more concerned, and if we said it should always be a concern for a problem.